Capital 3 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. We got a candidate forum happening Thursday night. We got to talk about it with one of our own here, Dr. Lover Chancellor, representing Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I am doing good. We're getting closer to those midterms coming up on November 8th, and we got a lot to talk about, especially on Thursday night with this candidate forum. Tell us about what's happening.
So we have partnered with the NAACP and the chapter of LINC, and we are hosting a candidate forum. Our chapter, along with Beta Omega and Mu Omega chapters of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, along with the Greater Kansas City Metro chapter, alumni chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, and other chapters that are connected as co-sponsors to this candidate forum. And so we have invited all of the candidates that are listed on our event. So we've invited at 6 o'clock is when the forum will start on November 3rd at Macedonia Baptist Church. And it is at 1700 Linwood in KC Mo. And we'll start off with the Jackson County executive candidate, which is Frank White Jr. And then at 7:10, we will go into the Jackson County at-large legislative district candidates. And all candidates have been invited, included districts 1, 2, and 3. Candidates have been invited to participate in this forum. And we want, before we go to vote, we want to make sure that individuals are informed about what issues are out there, what the candidates that are running and how they could have either addressed or not addressed their concerns, and let them be influenced by the information and the facts. And so we want them to come firsthand and ask questions of these candidates and hear their platforms, because one of our platforms as it relates is Advocate for Social Justice. And our one of our pieces, Big Policy Forum, as well as education, registration, and mobilization of getting the vote out.
It is very important that we get out and vote on November 8th. Doctor, why don't you tell everybody why you think it's important for everybody to get out and vote on November 8th?
Well, for me personally, I've always voted. I've made sure that I've registered folks to vote. I've taken my father and them to vote. Because I remember my dad, when he was turned of age of 18, he was not legally allowed to vote. So when he became of age to vote in the United States, because of it was pre-1965, he didn't have that right to vote. And so I make it my point to make sure that I vote for those who fought for that right before that. Some of them didn't live long enough to get to here. So I know I need to vote. I need to be an informed voter. So I research and I make sure I know exactly what's going on and what I'm voting for, because ultimately, we have to make this nation better for our kids.
Amen to that. And what better way to find out from the candidates than hearing them in person yourself this Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m. at Macedonia Baptist Church. If they want more information on this event, where can they go to, Doctor?
They can reach out to any of the Metro chapters of Alpha Kappa Alpha, Societies of DOCHA, and the Philip Randolph Institute, as well as the LINC, and then the NAACP. They can find more information on their website as well, the Kansas City, Missouri branch.
Much success to this candidate forum happening Thursday night. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much. And looking forward to seeing how many people is going to get out and vote on Tuesday, November 8th.
I appreciate you. Thank you very much.